Coming up on this edition of Chippewa Valley This Week, we'll hear from two members of the Fierce Freedom Staff about their fight against human trafficking from their headquarters in Altoona. Also looking ahead to the 15th annual Justice Run, their biggest fundraiser of the year, coming up July 20th in Carson Park in Eau Claire, and a birthday celebration later this month. That and more ahead on this edition of Chippewa Valley This Week, a public affairs program of WWIB and WOGO Radio. I'm Mark Halverson. Community specialist Kat Morgan gives us an overview of the work Fierce Freedom engages in, beginning with how long they've been doing it.
We are actually celebrating this year 10 years of Fierce Freedom being in our community, educating, spreading awareness about human trafficking and exploitation. And we do this through educational programming that empowers communities. But we also want to speak to the worth and dignity of every individual, because we really feel that for an evil like human trafficking to end, every person needs to believe that they have worth and value, and that goes for the person next to them. Because trafficking exists and is perpetuated because people are treating each other, they're not treating each other with the worth and value that has been assigned to them by their creator. And so we really want to kind of disrupt the cycle by changing a culture. You know, it's sort of a culture change. And that starts with every individual that we speak to. So yeah, we get to speak to thousands every year about this problem, and we educate, you know, different kinds of communities like medical professionals, law enforcement. We put out trainings online, so they're very easy to share.
To celebrate Fierce Freedom's decade of working to end the cycle of modern-day slavery and exploitation, people of all ages are invited to join in an evening for free appetizers, dessert, beverages, and prizes to celebrate this incredible 10 years and learn more about Fierce Freedom's upcoming goals for the next 10 years. They'll be celebrating at Forage at 403 South Barstow Street on Thursday, June 16th from 5 to 7 in the evening. Again, that's at Forage at 403 South Barstow Street in downtown Eau Claire from 5 to 7 on Thursday, June 16th. Kat Morgan highlights one of the bigger projects that Fierce Freedom's been working on this year.
One of them was the Real Faces of Human Trafficking, which is basically, it's a training available for anybody. They can either become a facilitator or they can purchase the training where we would come in, you know, as a Fierce Freedom staff member for their organization to be certified and trained in, like, trafficking 101. And so it basically shares the story of a former buyer of sex and a former victim of sex trafficking, and then they come together, and we also explore some of those root causes of why trafficking is perpetuated and the myths that go with it. So that's one of our larger initiatives. But, you know, in something that's been a really huge part of and has spearheaded is Worth It, which is really our initiative that, again, speaks to that worth and dignity in schools. So we're going into middle school and high school, as well as now we are going to be piloting for elementary ed. We have another staff member, Chris, who's come on and is really working on that. And we feel really excited about this program, too, because, you know, Matt and I were able to go into Menominee Middle School recently, and we spoke to the kids about our programming, and it was us and two other organizations, and it was sort of like a contest of who would win, you know, their support. And so we won a check, and the kids voted for us, and we just were super excited. So kids want to hear this message, and they wanted us to come into their school and to talk about worth and dignity to help them change their culture.
Kat Morgan mentioned Fierce Freedom's Worth It program. National Program Specialist Matt Kinzera tells us more about it.
The Worth It program started when I was in a conversation with Jenny Almquist, our executive director, and I remember she said the statement, "I want to use human trafficking as an avenue to help people understand that they have worth and value." And I've done a lot of work over the years with young people in a lot of different avenues. And so I just thought, what a great opportunity to use what we're good at, education, presentations, things like that, to really reach our younger generation. Because, you know, I'm not getting any younger here, Mark. I'm 45. And so I'm starting to really, really focus a lot of attention on how can we build and encourage our future leaders. And we find those folks in our schools. And the horrible reality is that Kat and I and our whole staff we're seeing human trafficking in various forms happening and exploitation happening right within the walls of schools, even in our own area here. And so it's definitely a need. And we not only go in and, you know, share a large group presentation, we also get together with some of the student leaders of the school to have a brainstorming session and a discussion about how they can be the spearhead to make sure that their schools are safe and how they can just assure that trafficking and exploitation is something that is not acceptable and is not happening within the context of their school or even their community.
Kent Morgan reminds us that this July 20th marks the 15th annual Justice Run in Eau Claire.
It started out by giving funds to kind of IJM, and then it transferred over to just being purely Fierce Freedom's run. And so we've been doing that again for 15 years. And so that's our largest fundraiser of the year. And it really is a fantastic way for the community to not only hear more about what the work we do and spreading that awareness, but just to have a really fun time with each other and for families to get together. You don't have to be the ace runner. You don't have to be an Olympic runner. You can walk. You can also volunteer or donate. Just be part of the event in some way.
In addition to wearing the hat of Fierce Freedom National Program Specialist, Matt Kinzera also serves as the race director for the July 20th Justice Run at Carson Park in Eau Claire. I asked him,
is this a race where you not only enter, you try to get pledges too for your running?
You certainly can. That's not necessarily our biggest focus. Our biggest focus is just getting everybody there. Like Kat was saying, it's a really fun event. And so we just want to gather the community and even beyond the community, because we do have a virtual option as well. And so we just want to gather people together to fight this injustice together, and also to be together and to have a great time. And here we are post-COVID. It's pretty exciting to even think about coming together and doing something like this. And so, yeah, the race isn't until July 20th, but we're definitely talking it up right now because we want people to get registered early. Of course, there's early bird discounts that go to the end of June, and so we want to make sure that you register. And you can do all of that right on our website at fiercefreedom.org. And we'll have some food vendors there. We'll have some music pumping, Mark, of course, and we're going to have some kids games, all sorts of fun things. Then we have three options for the race. We have a kids race, which is a half mile long, and it's super fun. And then we have our regular runs, walks, races, whatever you want to call them. We have a 2 mile and a 5 mile, and it's up at Carson Park. And as Kat said, it's been going on for 15 years. This is my second year as the race director, and just huge kudos to our previous race director, Carrie Swartz, who really, really set the bar high. And before COVID, we had upwards of 600 to 700 participants, and so we're hopeful to be back toward that number again this year. But we definitely want everybody to come out on July 20th at Carson Park. The kids' race starts at 6 and the adult at 6:30.
Yeah, as this was passed from Jesse Podolak, the Just Us for Justice Run, to now the Freedom Run that you guys do, I mean, I always love that idea of Just Us for Justice, and certainly that message doesn't change. We can look at so much in this broken world and say if and but I mean, what an opportunity for individuals or couples or families or churches to get together and intentionally plan to be a part of this. And boy, it's a great time of fellowship and exercise, and you're raising support for a great organization, right?
Absolutely. And yeah, you said it right. This is a great time to come together, whether it's with your church group or your family. There is a family discount as well, so bring your whole family along just to have a great time. And, you know, human trafficking is not, you know, getting rid of human trafficking in our world isn't going to happen just because organizations like Fierce Freedom exist. It's going to happen if we all do our part. Just like any injustice, we can't, no one person, no one organization can tackle it all by themselves. And so if we all play our part, all learn what we need to learn and do what we need to do, that's where we're going to see the change, is when we all really come together and play our part.
I asked Kat Morgan how the Fierce Freedom Office reacts to painful stories tied to their work that show up in the news nationally or even close to home.
Thank you, Mark, because I think something that is really important that we never want to shy away from is grieving. I feel that it's so important because, honestly, I mean, when we heard the news about that local, about Lily, about the local Chippewa case that's right in our backyard, our hearts were really heavy. And we actually did spend some time, I know the Fierce Freedom staff and then some volunteers sat, I remember it was on a Wednesday, And we sat in our office and we just lifted it up. We prayed, you know, we brought it before the Lord, and we just said, you know, God, we don't have the answer to this, but we know you're the answer to this. So, you know, we also go into the juvenile detention center. I know, you know, I take volunteers every Wednesday to go. And so that's something that we always pray over as well. And so we prayed over that because we realized, you know, that's something, these kids, this is, the case involved children. And so we can't pretend that they're not being affected by root causes like pornography and, like you said, just sexual violence that they're maybe viewing at home because of a parent. It's real. It's reality. And so we always pray and lift up the time before we go into the juvenile detention center, because we know that those kids many times have not been told you're valuable, you have worth, and guess what? So does that person who you're interacting with as well. They've been told that they will always be a criminal. They will likely, many of them will continue being in the system. They will continue committing crimes without any meaningful intervention. And that kind of breaks my heart, because it feels so hopeless to me to hear those things. But I know that there is hope. And so that's why we want to have, we want to do prevention work, and we want to have those conversations. Because, yeah, maybe you don't know all the things you have prevented. It's harder to track that. But we just have to walk in obedience. And, again, collectively grieving together is an important part of that. But then when you still have that anger and that passion in your heart because it's so unjust, then you move forward in that. And so it does impact us, and we do carry that, but then we say, God, you know, how can we step forward in this together, shining your light into this darkness? And the only way to do that, it's through his power.
And so Morgan says that's why the Justice Run is a great opportunity, July 20th at Carson Park in Eau Claire.
It's us coming together. It's celebrating successes, but also talking about something that's so hard and so dark. I think our Father's heart is to heal and redeem that which has been lost and that which looks like it's irredeemable. But I believe, and we believe, that it isn't beyond any redemption, and we can disrupt it. And so that's why it's so important that we're having the race, that we're raising these funds so we can continue to have these conversations. We can reach even more people. That's our goal. That's our hope.
And what does Fierce Freedom National Program Specialist and Race Director Matt Kinzera have to say about those numerous gut punches evil seems to throw at us these days?
So, you know, I agree with Kat. It starts by just lamenting. It starts by feeling it. You know, I even yesterday when I heard about the gun violence in Texas, I just took some time to just kind of allow that to enter my system and try to figure out what I want to do with these feelings and these hurts and thinking about the families and whatnot. When something happens, like what happened in Chippewa, the same thing, you know, doing that personally, just taking that time to mourn, to grieve, to pray, coming together with your family, with our staff at Fierce Freedom to do the same thing. But then for me, I just, every time I do a presentation, I just keep in mind that there's a pretty good probability that there's somebody in front of me that their life could be changed by the information that we're sharing. And we've had situations where we've been speaking to groups of people and there's people in front of us that we found out were being exploited or trafficked. And so I just go into every presentation based on what's been going on in our world with that in mind, that there could be something that is said today or a conversation that might happen today that could change somebody's reality or change somebody's future. And imagine if that young man up in Chippewa, you know, I wish I, you know, we'd have had an opportunity to be in front of him, you know, at some point to change his perspective or to just get him the help that he obviously needed, you know. And I think about Kat in the juvenile system, same thing, you know, how can we help people understand that there's better available to them and that these are not the answers to what they might be feeling or thinking, and that there is help and there is hope.
And Matt offers a final invite and encouragement to take part in the July 20th fundraising event at Carson Park in Eau Claire.
Yeah, definitely come to this wonderful event. I'll never forget the first one I came to, and it was so powerful and so meaningful to be a part of. a big group of people coming together to fight an injustice in this world. One of the things we talk about at the office is we want to make this conversation palatable for everyone. For some of you, this might just be a great first step, you know, dipping your toes in the water of figuring out what you can do. For others of you, this is just a continuation of the great work that you've already been doing. But let's come together to continue to do the hard work that we need to do to make a difference. And again, a very tangible way, just come on out on July 20th and be a part of something really special that's been going on for 15 years now. And so it'd be great to see everybody there. And again, we're going to have fun. And it's going to be a great event, and I just hope you don't miss it because it's really wonderful and really special.
Again, our thanks to Matt Canzera, National Program Specialist and Race Director for Fierce Freedom's 15th Annual Justice Run, July 20th at Carson Park in Eau Claire, and also Kat Morgan, Community Program Specialist with Fierce Freedom. Two events to get on your calendar regarding Fierce Freedom. One of them is later this month. On June 16th, a Thursday evening, 5 to 7 p.m., come on out to Forage at 403 South Barstow Street in downtown Eau Claire and help Fierce Freedom celebrate 10 years of work to end the cycle of modern-day slavery and exploitation. There will be free appetizers, dessert, beverages, and prizes to celebrate what they've done and to hear more about what their goals are for the future. And then also plan to take part in Fierce Freedom's 15th Annual Justice Run, July 20th at Carson Park in Eau Claire. Learn more and get registered at fiercefreedom.org. That's fiercefreedom.org. I'm Mark Halverson. Thanks for listening. The preceding a public affairs program of WWIB and WOGL Radio.